Hi, this is Sameer Alana. Welcome to Hitman. This is a mid-series podcast for the India-Australia Test Series, and I have Niharika Raina here with me today. Glad to have you here, Niharika.
Glad to be speaking to you once again, Sameer, and hello to everyone.
So coming to the India-Australia Test Series, this series has already seen lots of actions, drama, entertainment, sledging. Does it finally seem like an India-Australia series?
Yes. Lots of happened over the last two over the first two days, and now let's see what happens in Melbourne and Sydney. Promises to be exciting affair.
Also, lots of mud being thrown on Kohli by the Australian media, because other day we saw, you know, like there was an altercation between Tim Payne and Virat Kohli. Not quite an altercation, but there were some words exchanged, and then the Australian media started slinging on, you know, like words like "you better be the stand-in captain," which the BCCI had to clarify that that wasn't the case. So how do you think Virat Kohli takes all of this?
The only person who can best answer this question is Virat Kohli himself, because no one has an idea that what goes through in his mind. So, like, regarding all this thing of him with Tim Payne, I would just like to say that there has been, whatever happens on the television, it is known only to those people who are there on the field. We cannot say from the television and say that, okay, this is happening and that is happening. And moreover, the media, they shouldn't focus much upon this on-field banter which happens, because there are other issues regarding the Indian team, about the team selection and everything, which need to have more focus than all the field stuff.
Exactly.
So Virat can say for himself only. We cannot say like this.
No, but do you think he's going to be a little bit fired up coming into the third test match, because after all that has been said against him? Because you saw that in England.
Yeah, like we saw that in England, but then, hey, because the third test is up and coming, there have been a lot of issues with the Indian team as well. So I think that Virat might go in this mind, which is pretty much focused upon taking a lead in the series, which is 1-1 right now.
Yeah. Now let's come to the Indian team. The openers have been a huge problem. KL Rahul has scored 48 runs in 4 innings, which is totally poor. Coming to Murali Vijay, he has bettered him by just 1 run. And Prithvi Shaw is injured. So who would be your opening pair, Niharika, for the third test match?
The opening pair has been a bit of an issue for the team in this year as well. So Prithvi Shaw is not there. He's back in India. He's back in NC and rehabilitating for his left ankle. And that brings Mayank Agarwal into the side. So according to me, what I would suggest is that Mayank Agarwal should open alongside Murali Vijay, because KL Rahul doesn't fit for me in the 11, because whatever I have seen of him, it looks like that something has occupied him from inside. Something has occupied him from mentally. You can see in the man of distances as well, the bold and LBW, he's been getting out in these two distances only.
Yep.
So yes, KL Rahul, actually, according to me, because I study a bit of sports psychology in college as well, so what I can make of it is that KL Rahul needs a break from cricket. Like, he needs a break where which he can, you know, keep his mind relaxed, stay away from all playing stuff, and then get back by playing through domestic cricket, because Rahul is such a class player, because we have seen him that, okay, since 2014 he has made his test debut in NCD. He has grown into a player. He's a very classy player, someone who has the potential to do well for India for long years. But then the present reality, it doesn't say so. So what, according to what I see, is that KL Rahul needs a break from cricket and focus upon the things which can rejuvenate his brain. So for me, the opening pair would be Mayank Agarwal, who might make his debut in MCG, according to me, and Murali Vijay. Rest, the team management knows better.
Okay. Well, you tried to go a little bit light upon Murali Vijay, but I am not in the mood, because Murali Vijay is already in his late 30s, and the fact that, you know, he has got another chance in Australian series, because everyone thought that, you know, it was all over for Murali Vijay after the England tour. But then, you know, he has again got a chance. He has again not even looked comfortable with the crease for long. And the fact that every Australian tail-ender, right from Stark, Leon, Hazelwood, Cummins, each one of them has scored more runs than both KL Rahul as well as Murali Vijay. So, and even the fact that the non-speaker, Ravi Shastri, sir, started speaking about against the openers. Like, he called out the openers for their poor performances. So, when Ravi Shastri speaks something, you know there's certainly something wrong going on with the Indian team, especially with the openers. So in my opinion, of course, I won't have either of Murali Vijay or KL Rahul. I'll rather see Mayank Agarwal, of course. And I was curious enough to see Rohit Sharma, but then his struggle against the new ball and all those dismissals in the first test match, you know. I'll rather go with Parthiv Patel, because doesn't make sense to go with any of these two openers after they have been given so many chances. And Parthiv has come all the way to Australia, and since he has been included in the squad, you know, let's put him to work. And hopefully his aggressive batting in the start might work in India's favour. So my choice would be Mayank Agarwal and Parthiv Patel, two new players incoming for the opening slot. Coming to my next question, leaving the trio of Kohli, Pujara and Rahane aside, Rahane because he has shown some intent in the series, scored 50s and all, but do you think, is there any other reliable batsman in the Indian batting lineup except these three?
Hanuman Vihari, it is.
Okay.
Because Hanuman Vihari, since his test debut in the Oval, he has looked to be the one who has got the technique, who has got the composure and who has got the temperament to, has got the temperament to encounter a bowling attack. Like, for example, what we saw in this rain, like, he contributed with his part-time off-spin as well, where he took two wickets as well. But then it was with a bat that he looked convincing. Like, he was showing composure against the pacers, and he looked good over there. But then it was unlucky for him to get out in the second inning in the dismissal he had. But then Hanuman Vihari has been promising for a long period of time, has scored runs for the A-team, but then he needs to be backed up. He looks like the one who has absorbed the condition and who looks good out there, because Hanuman Vihari looks like a solid bet in the batting order. Like, he took upon Nathan Lyon by going across and sweeping him twice, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
So Hanuman Vihari looks the more composed batsman apart from Pujara, Virat and Ajinkya in the batting lineup.
I'll agree with you here, because while it's early to keep big expectations from him, I think he has lasted a considerable amount of deliveries in the last two innings that we have seen. And, you know, I just feel it's a matter of time, you know, before he steps up, and not in MCG perhaps and in Sydney, but, you know, I'm expecting him to, you know, play a big role in the upcoming two test matches. Coming to Rishabh Pant, do you think he should change his batting attitude or go ahead with the same approach?
It doesn't look like that he doesn't need to change his attitude. It's just that he needs to be a bit more smarter in the way he bats. Because we all know that what type of a player Pant is. Like, he goes bang from the first ball itself, like you saw in this test debut in Trent Bridge, where he hit a straight six to long on of Adil Rashid on the second ball only.
Yeah.
But then here in Australia, it's been a different kind of challenge for him, because he's actually seen to score from the word go. Like, he had his moments, he had scored 18 in one over against Nathan Lyon, but has become Lyon's bunny in this series.
Three times.
Like one Nathan, yeah, because Nathan Lyon, he's just bowling him away from outside off, and he's enticing him to go for the big hit in the outside off cordon, and he has flourished to that as well. So, Rishabh actually needs to be a bit smarter in the way he bats, mixing caution with aggression, and also if he does take some time in getting to the hang of the condition, it doesn't feel bad, because one has the ability to make up for a slow start at the end by bulldozing over the attack. So it's just that one doesn't need to change his approach. He actually needs to be a bit more smart in the way he bats.
Again, I'll completely agree with you, Niharika, here, because, you know, changing his technique or, you know, changing anything with the World Cup coming up, with the limited overs, you know, like all the 6 months we are not playing any test matches anymore. So, yes, I would like Rishabh Pant to continue the way he has been batting. But do you think, like, you know, if we include Parthiv Patel in the team, there might be Rohit Sharma coming in for Rishabh Pant, or will India continue to persist with Rishabh Pant?
It's a bit of a tricky question here for me, because in the first test in Adelaide, Rishabh did keep well. He took 11 catches, but then also at the same time, he dropped two of them, which does happen in the match. But apart from the fact that he looked a bit comfortable in the second innings in Adelaide, like, he was a bit watchful, composed at the crease. So let's see what happens, because if Parthiv comes in to open, then Rishabh might not be needed and Rohit might come in, or if they don't think that Patrick should open, then Rishabh needs to be there in the middle order.
Yeah, that also makes sense.
Catch 22 situation, I would describe. Catch 22 situation.
Exactly. So, coming to the Indian bowling lineup, does Bhuvneshwar Kumar warrant? There's like a lot of questions in this. Like, you know, what should India's bowling combination be? Does Bhuvneshwar Kumar warrant a callback? Ashwin or Jadeja? Now, I've heard that the pitch in MCG is going to be a drop-in one. So, like, and the curator told that, you know, it is expected to carry a little bit of grass. So, what do you make of India's bowling combination? What would you go ahead with?
I think it will be back to the bowlers of fire bats on approach. Or if it is a flat track, then this approach might be the same. Because right now, we've got an alert that Jadeja is fit and available for the Melbourne test. After what Ravi Shastri said in the morning, that he was carrying an injury from India itself. So, and if Ashwin isn't fit, then Jadeja might fill in for him and the 11 at the MCG. But there's also another factor as well. Hardik Pandya, he's also back into the test squad for the MCG test as well as for the FCG test. So there is also a case, like Michael Hutton, he has been saying that Hardik Pandya needs to come back into the 11. So then if Hardik Pandya might come in for Umesh Yadav, who was pretty much expensive in the first test. So see, if the bowling attack is Ishan, Shami and Bumrah, then Hardik Pandya works as a fourth teamer and Jadeja as a left arm spinner.
Who do you leave out for Jadeja?
See, if Ashwin isn't fit, then Jadeja.
Yeah, but like we played four paces in the last game. So if you bring in Hardik Pandya for Umesh Yadav, you'll have to leave out a batsman for Ravindra Jadeja.
Yeah, that is also another thing for me because
He has got
lots of permutations and combinations now in what should be the 11, what shouldn't be in the 11. Yes, like even I have been working upon some permutations and combinations for the playing 11, but I haven't got one out of my combinations which would fit in for the MCG.
No, like as the curator told, like, you know, it's expected to carry a little bit of grass. Maybe, of course, Nathan Lyon is going to get assist and even Ashwin might get. But since Ashwin is unfit, I'll just say, you know, like, bowling combination doesn't need to be, you know, like, baffled or anything like that. I'll just have Ravindra Jadeja coming in for Umesh Yadav. Because it will also give depth to the batting order. And we have seen that, you know, Ravindra Jadeja is much more trustable as compared to that of Hardik Pandya. And with Rishabh Pant there, you know, we don't need another madness in the form of Hardik Pandya. So,
another all-rounder as well, who can get a more solidity in the lower order.
Exactly.
Because if you compare to Australia's lower order, India's lower order has been very fragile. Because they haven't been able to stack up the runs as well, which might come in handy for India as well.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Jadeja might come in for Umesh, but then there's also another Hardik Pandya as well.
But if you see, Jadeja will be able to contribute more to the bowling lineup as compared to that of Hardik Pandya. So I do feel, you know, like Ravindra Jadeja would be the choice ahead of Umesh Yadav if Ashwin is unfit. So coming to the Australian side of things, after the second test match, a big win of 140 plus, do you think they have found foot in the series?
To some extent, they have found foot in the series because, mind you, 146 is not a small margin. It's a big margin. Back to winning in Perth as well. Because, see, they have now got a pace attack like Mitchell Starc. He's not in his full flow yet, according to me. But then, you know now Starc has a clearing pace. He can bring in new wickets. Josh Hazlewood, he has been pretty much spot on with his bowling. Even Pat Cummins has done well. And then there's Nathan Lyon, the GOAT, who has been a prolific bowler, who has been a prolific bowler for Australia, and he's currently the highest wicket taker in the series as well. And even more big thing is that Kohli and Pujara, they also have their share of troubles when facing Lyon. Because what I have seen is that Pujara, he has been reduced to the tactic of charging batting first with a bat to counter Lyon. And even Kohli, he has been dismissed 7 times by Lyon in test cricket. So yes, the Indian batsmen, they actually need to find a way to tackle Lyon as well, because he is a fine off-spinner right now, and you know everyone calls him the GOAT. But there has been a bit of problem, which I would say, with the batting orders, because like the top order, it still doesn't look good strong to me. But then Tim Payne and Usman Khawaja, they played some witty cricket in the second innings, in the first session, if you remember, from these, that
yes.
they were able to, you know, tie out the India faces in the session in which the wickets didn't fell. So yes, Australia do look now like a strong team since they both win, but then India also have players who can give them a tough fight and then bounce back. What do you say about this?
I would say, you know, like the Australian top order you spoke about, I think they played quite well in the second test match, and the 100-run partnership that came on in the first session at all, I feel...
Harrison David Warner, it actually so set the tone for the match as well. And there was
yeah, exactly. That set the tone for the match for them. Exactly. Plus, Khawaja started chipping in. Marsh chipped in the first test match, I guess. So, basically,
yeah,
if you see... So, if you see the Australian batting lineup, you know, everyone is chipping in somewhere or the other. It's not like, you know, like for India, it's been just three players.
100 and rest are not able to contribute. They are chipping in with small, small contributions, which have been very vital.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you see to India, you know, like, you wait for the fall of first 2-3 wickets, then you see Kohli or Pujara, you know, reviving India, then Rahane playing a small role, Hanuma Vihari with a small contribution, Pant hitting in, and then, you know, like, you know, it's a matter of time before the four get... slided away. So, yes, I will agree with you. The Australian batting has looked quite better as compared to that of India. Talking about the bowling, again, Stark is doing well. Pat Cummins has been good enough, but not so good enough in the wickets column. Hazelwood is also doing good. And Leon, well, you pretty much described what I wanted to tell about him. So, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Australia go ahead with the same 11.
Even here as well, because Australia might stick the same 11 at the MCG, no matter what the conditions are.
Yeah, and that would it make, you know, like the first time where, you know, Australia stick with the same 11 for all the three, like the first three test matches?
Yes.
That might be the case, I guess. So,
yes,
the yeah. So, the series is 1-1. What's your prediction for the final scoreline?
I'm not good at predicting things. So, yes, I'll just say that it is a series which is on the crossroads right now. Like,
where do you think India has a better chance? Where do you think India has a better chance of, you know, winning a game? It's in Melbourne or it's in Sydney?
India has a better chance of winning the series. I still maintain it even before the series started. But I wasn't interacting with you. But then, yes, India has a better chance of winning the series. But you cannot discount the Australian team at their home conditions. So yeah, 2-1 to India still is what for me, and it still stands despite the fourth loss.
I think that if India has a chance to win the series 2-1, you know, it has to be the one at MCG. Because if you see India's record at Sydney, I think it's been 40 years since we officially won a last test match in Sydney, and 10 years since we were, you know, like denied a victory in Sydney in 2008. So yeah. I think for me it's going to be 2-1 either side, but let's stick to India because I have my own bias for them. So you'll go with the same Australian 11, right, for the next test match?
Same Australian 11, but then it's just that the India 11, which is a point of discussion right now, because loads and loads of permutations and combinations are coming about. Okay, this should be in the 11, that also should be in the 11, that also should be out of the 11. So yeah, let's wait for the Indian team to announce their 13 the day before the test ritual which they have taken up.
Exactly. Well, I'll expect 3 changes. Basically, Mayank Agarwal, Parsiv Patel and Ravindra Jadeja coming in for KL Rahul, Murali Vijay and Umesh Yadav. So, that's it from this episode, this segment of Hitman. Thank you so much, Niharika, for being a part of this.
Thank you so much, Sammi, for inviting me to talk about the India-Australia series. And once again, for talking with you. It's been a pleasure always to talk with you and discuss stuff on which we have a same level of wavelength.
Always fun talking to you, Niharika. So, yeah. See you soon. Okay, guys. See you after the series. This is Samir Lana signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.